Hello and welcome to the Ladbrokes Racing Roundup. My name's William Gelder and I'm joined in the studio once again by Ben Stones to look over the weekend's action and some of the biggest market movers ahead of the Cheltenham Festival. Kicking off then with the reaction to the JLT Novices Chase betting. One we touched upon in our Channel 4 Racing preview, Gitane du Berlay, the Mullins horse. We said this horse could be anything. She's proved that theory with a resounding win at the weekend in the Scilly Isles Novices Chase in the hands of Daryl Jacob. That's the first chase winner in Britain this season for Willie Mullins, and slash for the JLT now, 12-1 from 33-1 for that race. Ben, well, I'd like to say we called it, but we certainly said there was a touch of the unexpected, and we were quite excited about that horse, and she's proven us right. How do we judge that?
Yeah, I mean, it was quite a nice performance from Gitane du Berlay. The race, it sort of almost fell apart, I suppose, with Splash of Ginge coming very wide, turning out into the back straight, onto the second circuit, and that sort of fell away from there, and Champagne West falling. But you can take nothing away from this horse. You know, she travelled kingly for the start, and apart from a scruffy jump at the first and sort of coming through the top of the second last, she jumped quite well and was quite taking. Obviously, she'll get the £7 allowance in the JLT again. At the end of that race, she was kept up to her work by Daryl Jacob. You know, he pushed her along for quite a bit, gave her a couple of slaps, and she responded well. She dug deep and pulled away nicely from Irish Saint, who's a decent yardstick. I struggle to see her beating the likes of Vautour and Petite Zig, but at 12-1, I wouldn't put anyone off having an each way bet with her.
No, definitely not. Plenty of movement in the last few weeks in that particular market, and another one that's seen another move. The RSA Chase, we touched last week upon On His Own, mover in that market. Now Ned Stark, after landing the Toton Novices Chase at Wetherby. Similar pricing, actually. On His Own as well was cut to 33-1 from 50s. And now Ned Stark has as well. Maybe not. People aren't going to be piling into that, but do you think there's a bit of each way value?
I think the RSA Chase looks a very strong contest this year. There's quite a lot of depth to it, and I think Ned Stark is probably at that rung below top level to be challenging in this type of race. Obviously, 33-1 is a big price. But this race at the weekend at Wetherby, the runner-up, it missed the start completely. They went from a standing start after they encroached on the tape to start with. And the runner-up missed it completely and gave up about five or six lengths and then got up within a neck at the finish. So while it was a decent step up in trip for Ned Stark, you know, he showed he can cope with that 3 miles trip. I wouldn't be piling in anything at 33-1, to be honest, but I just don't see this horse getting within the placings, to be honest.
Okay, that was Ned Stark. Moving on to the Triumph Hurdle, and a few pieces of news around this one. Pano Chocolat confirmed for the Triumph now, following a seventh length win at Sandown on Saturday. A bit of a strange race, that one, though. He's priced at 16-1 for the Festival, justified favouritism, and our trainer Alan King there going for a third renewal win. Probably have to show a lot more progression, though, to beat the likes of Peace & Co. A couple of other lines in the Triumph. Hargam, yesterday, Triumph trial winner at Musselburgh. Now tens for the Triumph Hurdle. That's top price with us. And also we're going to talk about Where Now for Bristol Demai. Flattered to Deceive at Sandown. Third behind Jolly Allen and Gardela Victoire. So plenty of shake-up in this market, Ben. How do you look at those three, especially Pano Chocolat?
Yeah, Pano Chocolat, that race was a funny race. You know, at the start, no one wanted to make the running. So for the first furlong or two, it was a ridiculously slow pace. And then turning out into the back straight, Gorman with Richard Johnson on board just absolutely flew and, you know, put quite a bit distance between him and the rest of the chasing field. Obviously, then they all came back. He came back to them at the end, and Pano Chocolat won quite nicely. But it was a funny race. I don't know how much you can take out of it. And I think with likes of Peace & Co. and Hargam, who I'll come on to in a minute, you know, I see that one needing to improve a fair bit to be challenging the principals in the race. Hargam, like you say, he won really nicely at Musselburgh yesterday. He jumped fluently. He came with a strong run sort of between the third last and the second last to take the lead on the bridle with AP McCoy on board. McCoy then, he gave a couple of very gentle pushes after the last, and the acceleration was visible. You know, he quickened up quite nicely. And I think at 9-1, he might be a good each way bet. I'm still quite sweet on Peace & Co, but I probably less so than I was last week. Bristol Demae, it's a tricky one, because you'd think the owners might not want to take on Peace & Co with another one of their horses. Or they might just want to, you know, throw two shots at the race. But he was beaten by two more experienced rivals at Sandown. Garde la Victoire is a great wood winner, and he's a very good horse. Jolly Allen, he's a novice, but he's a year older, or a couple of years older, than Bristol Demae. So there are perhaps some excuses, but he was well beaten, and it's hard to know where to go with this horse. I can't see it winning a Triumph with the aforementioned horses in the race. But there's probably a still decent future for this horse, perhaps handicapping maybe, but we'll see.
Well, indeed, plenty of excitement then in that market this weekend. And finally, we will wrap it up with reaction from across the Irish Sea and the big story arguably of the weekend, Hidden Cyclones victory in the Tide Cottage Chase at Punchestown. Price-wise, his pick for that particular race. And we've obviously been, you've obviously been going up against Price-wise with your own selections in the lead-up to the festival. You've gone with Champagne Fever. You're going to stick to your guns with that one. In terms of Hidden Cyclone, lively outsider for the Champion Chase. There's a lot of talk last night on social media. Everyone seems to still think that he's a little bit way behind the principals. But now just 12-1 for the Champion Chase. Second in the Ryanair last year, of course. And all eyes will be on Sider Grugy ahead of his return, or on his return at Newbury next week. But let's stay with Hidden Cyclone, Ben. You've opposed him, obviously, in your pick, anti-post pick for the festival, and nothing's going to change your mind on that.
No, I still don't see this winning a Champion Chase. It's his first win since September 2013. Yes, he proved he had the pace for 2 miles, and he won quite nicely, but I would question the quality of the horses he's beaten. You know, Bright New Dawn was 10 lengths behind Malowney getting £3 in the Danmore handicap chase at Fairy House last month. You know, Twin Light, while he's a decent yardstick, he was put in his place, you know, even more convincingly by Dodging Bullets and Sprint Sacro at Ascot a few weeks ago. Irish Thistle, you know, it's a good Irish handicapper, but you don't see that challenging anything particularly good, to be honest, over this side of the Irish Sea. And I just don't think Hidden Cyclone is a good bet, frankly. I don't see how that one, especially with Sider Grugy coming back, yes, he might not be as good as he was last year, but I don't think he will need to beat Hidden Cyclone. And, you know, likes of Alpha Off and Champagne Fever still potentially going for the Champion Chase. You know, if all those, the top five in the market line up, I don't see Hidden Cyclone getting ahead of any of them, frankly.
No, that seems to be the general consensus at the moment, but still, well done to Connections there. Great win at the weekend. That just about wraps it up then, and our look at the Cheltenham market movers. We'll also be having more previews later in the week of that big race, of course, involving Sider Grugy. In the meantime, though, keep logging on to news.ladbrokes.com for all the latest news and betting previews. And that's about it from myself and Ben. We'll catch you again next time.